This is Decoded 8 Book for August 19th. In 1934, children generally made their own entertainment. Sometimes it was informal, like jumping into a lake or stream. No lifeguards required. Sometimes it meant playing games with definite rules, like baseball or football. Kids divided themselves into teams and set up their own boundaries as games were played in a backyard or an open field. Children could also be remarkably creative, gathering materials and planning to build a fort or a treehouse. In the summer of 1933, newsman Myron Scott of Dayton, Ohio, came across a group of boys doing something he'd never seen before. They had built small cars out of scrap materials and were racing them down a hill. Scott was impressed by their enthusiasm and their ability to make something from nothing. He acquired the copyright to the name Soapbox Derby and pushed forward with a plan to create a national program. And so, the great amateur racing event was born. Scott had a big vision. He sought out a corporate sponsor, and Chevrolet quickly came on board. On this date in 1934, the first official Soapbox Derby was held in Dayton, Ohio. The following year, the Works Progress Administration built a permanent track in Akron, where the Derby has been held ever since. Over the years, the event evolved. Girls were finally allowed to compete in 1971, and a girl won for the first time in 1975. Here in North Dakota, the Cheyenne Valley Soapbox Derby has been active for 30 years. The organization promotes family participation. Drivers must be between the ages of 7 and 21. Each driver must build their own car to qualify, though adult supervision is encouraged. In addition to fostering a spirit of fair competition and perseverance, the Derby introduces kids to science, technology, and math. The 2026 event schedule starts with a fundraiser in May, leading up to race day on June 6, 2026, in Valley City. Today's Dakota Date Book was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.